So, Robbie, I've been thinking about trying out a distro.
Oh, yeah? Linux distro?
A Linux distro, but the problem is I hate having to install and uninstall and test and install again.
But you could use a virtual machine and just, download all the ISOs and spend, a week.
So much work. So much work.
Why do you want to do this?
Well, because I've exhausted the one distro that I've got on my computer and I want to do another, but it's all the backing up of files and everything.
Right.
How do I save time?
Well, here's the thing is that distros are aplenty. There are
hundreds.
Tons of versions of Linux available, and we've all encountered this before, and especially if you're new to Linux, the question comes up, okay, what distro do I want? Is it Ubuntu? Is it Debian? Is it, am I going to go with the Mate desktop? Am I going to go with, what am I going to go with?
And this is why they call them flavors, because really it is about what's your favorite flavor.
Linux Mint.
Mint is good.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep.
Delightful.
Although, don't lick your computer screen.
Please don't.
There's no flavor.
Especially if it's touchscreen, it's going to completely whack out your Windows. The fact is that, as you kind of allude to, it's a bit onerous to download every single ISO. So you got to find them first. So you go to Ubuntu.com, you download Ubuntu. Oh, but there's also Ubuntu Mate. So do I want to try that one? Yeah. Oh, and there's a fork called Linux Mint, which I've already mentioned. So I could download that. Oh, but there's also, they've got Linux Mint Cinnamon and Mate. Which one do I want? It's a nightmare.
It is.
Right? Especially if you're just looking for a new version of Linux for your desktop computer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in that situation right now at work where I've been running Ubuntu Mate for, I'm running Linux Mint on my system, and I have been for some time, but I'm at that point where I want to upgrade, and I don't think the upgrade path on Linux Mint is the one for me, so I'm starting to look at other distros. So I'm in that same situation where I want to try other distros, but to install them all, it's just so time-consuming.
Yes.
Linux installation process is brilliant.
Oh, it's easy in that regard, but there's so many
options. You've still got to download a 3-gig file and then install it and then test it. And what if we could tap into the cloud and test any 1 or 10 or 50 or 500 Linux flavors with just a couple of mouse clicks?
See, that'd be such a time-saver.
Wouldn't it be? Wouldn't it be?
If only there was an option.
Let's do it. This is distrotest.net. And on distrotest.net, you're going to see a long list of all kinds of Linux flavors.
Wow.
Give me a Linux flavor. We talked about Ubuntu, so let's look under U for Ubuntu. So we've got Ubuntu, Ubuntu Budgie, Ubuntu CE. See how much of a nightmare it would be if you were just looking and you're not too sure? Well, which one do you download and try? Are you going to download the ISO for Cinnamon, Mate, Server, Studio, Unity, Unity Remix, Ubuntu Web? Hokey doodle. So let's say we want to start with Ubuntu. So this is like tried and true. So, there it is. And you can click on the link and it'll take you out to the Ubuntu download site. You can learn a little bit more about the product from the manufacturer. That's taking me to Ubuntu.com. But what if I could actually test it without having to download it anyways?
See, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So the cloud gives us that option, and distrotest.net lets us start a system with a single mouse click. Ready? Click. So I am in queue. It says I have less than 1 minute for my deployment, and so it's actually deploying a virtual machine right now in the cloud for me so that I can test Ubuntu and see how it works. As soon as it's finished booting, now it says Open VNC Viewer, so let's click it. But I don't have a VNC Viewer installed.
Okay.
So is this going to be a problem for me? Let's click it and see. And there we go.
Oh,
so I'm
goodness.
Actually looking at the Ubuntu Live CD, so I'm just going to hit Enter. And it's exactly what you would see if you downloaded it, created a virtual machine, installed it, went through all these steps. Yet it's just running directly in my web browser. Here we go. Let's click Try Ubuntu. Now, you can see a little bit of latency on my mouse, and this, of course, is the fact that I'm VNC'd into a virtual appliance that's just booted up just to show me what Ubuntu looks like. This is not a gaming system. You're not going to be booting this up, firing up games, and doing all that kind of stuff. But it gives you a great opportunity to test the DE, the desktop environment. It gives you a great opportunity to see what suite of software is included with the operating system, and gives you a chance to give it a go. So here I am, already booted directly into Ubuntu. Now, these virtual appliances do not have access to the internet. You can't install a whole bunch of stuff through apt or anything like that, but it has access to the suite that's included.
Right.
Let's see here. I'm going to click on the applications button at the bottom here, and I can see everything that's included in Ubuntu out of the box.
Wow, look at that. There you go.
Again, a little bit of a latency there. That's typical of what I am doing. Imagine what I've actually achieved here. I booted this up in my browser.
That's
sweet. Cool. So once you're happy with that and you've said, okay, well, all right, let's try a different distro. I've given that a try. Distro hopping can be a nightmare because you're going from one ISO to the next.
Yes.
This makes distro hopping instantaneous. So I'm just going to close that window.
So you don't even need to shut it down.
Why would you? Because it's going to scrap itself as soon as you shut it off. So I'm going to power it off now with the system stop button. So I just push that, and now it's gone. The system stopped.
That's amazing.
Completely gone. You can upload files to it if you want to try running your favorite scripts or anything like that. Now let's see. Okay, this is a big, long list. Let's actually jump into system list.
Okay.
And let's go to E. And I'm kind of curious because I've been hearing good things about this Endeavor OS. So I can click on details or just, hey, you know what? I want to see what Endeavor OS looks like. So I'm just going to boot it up. So I didn't have to download it. I don't have to do any configuration on my computer. It's now booting up, spinning up a live session of Endeavor OS.
When you were looking at that list,
yeah,
you saw all the images. Yeah, are they the current versions? Like, because you're going down the list and you're seeing all the desktops and
like
all the
Ubuntu
versions.
And
yeah, so are they the current, or are they a stable version? Are they experimental?
They've obviously been updating it. Like this Endeavor OS, which is already booted, by the way, and I can open it up, is showing as version 2021-02-03, and we're shooting this in April. So
2 months old.
Yeah, so it's obviously current enough. How often they update it and everything, I'm not too sure, but let's boot.
But still, the fact that it's only 2 months old...
It shows that this is not something that they built and deployed and then it's just sat with old ISO images.
That's cool. Yeah,
so they're definitely keeping it up to date. So I'm booting up Endeavor OS for the first time. I didn't have to install a thing.
Endeavor OS.
Ooh, looks like we're in. Sweet. We don't have a hard drive in this machine, so I can't install it or anything, so I'll just close out of the installation thing here and click on the Endeavor OS menu button. This does look kind of sleek.
Yeah, it does.
I like it. What do we got? Multimedia Office. No Office Suite included. So I can see what's included, but know that it's Linux, so I can install anything that I want.
Right.
But this looks pretty sleek. So I kind of dig that. Now, I had mentioned that you can upload files.
Okay.
How do we do that? So if I bring up, I'm assuming it's going to be in folders here. Yes, you see this 105 megabyte volume? If I click there, this gives me access to an empty volume. So over in my browser here, I can actually choose a file and then upload that file. It's got to be under 10 megs, but it gives me a chance to test my favorite bash installation scripts or something like that. Test various things on various distros and see how they run. And you can do those right within your browser. But if I'm done with Endeavor OS, I can close it out and I can hit system stop. And I've just terminated that virtual machine.
That's really
just
really
like that.
Cool.
So I've showed you so far, we knew about Ubuntu, we've heard of Endeavor OS, just never seen it. Now I have, and it looks pretty sleek. But what if you've never heard of these flavors of Linux and you just want to have that experience? Like, because if you've never heard of Ubuntu, how would you know to go to Ubuntu.com?
Right.
You just wouldn't. So you'd start Googling around and trying to find your way to different distros and maybe looking in forums and things like that. But this site gives us an opportunity to go through the list, kind of look at the picture and see, kind of, you know, judge a book by its cover a little bit. But it gives you an opportunity to see what things look like and say, hey, you know, what one appeals to me, and then take it from there. So let's jump into A, which is, I guess, where we are here, and scroll down and start looking at the images. There are a lot of just desktop wallpapers. Oh, but this looks kind of interesting. First of all, it's called AV Linux. Never heard of that, but AV is audio video. Click on the thumbnail. Oh, that does look sleek. And I see like a custom icon set down here. I'm imagining that this is probably a multimedia distro.
That's what it's
so let's click
like
on details for more info. and it has a link to the website, so I can click on it and I can find out more. So yeah, AV Linux MX Edition is a downloadable, installable shared snapshot. So see, I've discovered a new flavor of Linux that I've never heard of. But is it any good? I don't know. Let's boot up a system. Oh, look at this. So we are now running AV Linux.
What's all the... Oh, is that system stuff?
This is like Conky over here. So it comes with Conky already pre-configured, which is, yes, as you say, it's like a desktop widget system stats. So this gives us some insight into the virtual appliance that we're running as well. So we see that it's a 64-bit Linux 5.9 kernel. We're running with a high load. 2 is our average load. 2.5 gigahertz. So you can see a little bit of information about the virtual appliance that we're running. So what do we have? So we've got like this dock bar down here. I kind of dig that.
Mm-hmm.
Show my desktop. Oh, QJack control. So this is the jack controller. So you've got full control over your audio inputs, outputs. That's beautiful. So this really does tell me this is most likely a very optimized for audio production and that kind of thing. I'm going to click on here because I assume bottom left is always the menu. That looks sleek. I like that. Graphics. It comes with GNU Image Manipulation Program, which matters to me.
Yes.
I'm going to click on it just to see what version it comes with out of the box. And remember, we're running this from a live distro on distrotest.net.
So it's running 2.10.
And it's 2.10, and we haven't done like a dist upgrade or anything like that. There it goes. So sweet. Perfect.
Wow.
We're running it in a little window. It will look a little nicer on a big screen, full screen. Speaking of, if you'd like to, I imagine if we pull out this guy over here, we can switch that over to full screen mode. And it looks like that just stretches it. It doesn't actually adjust the window resolution. So
Right. Probably
not worth it. But let's see what else we got here. Okay, multimedia. We definitely feel like this is a multimedia distro. Yes, we've got Ardour, which is like a multi-track audio recorder and mixer, everything else. We've got a ton of multimedia stuff here. I'm not even familiar with a lot of this stuff. Guitarix, simple mono amplifier simulation? No way! Guitar simulator. Handbrake is for ripping DVDs. Nice. K3B is for writing your own audio CDs and DVDs and things like that with a burner. Then what have we... Look at all this stuff. OBS Studio, if you want to broadcast your live streams. It's built in. It comes with it. Already pre-configured and ready to go. Reaper for music production. It's like a DAW.
Wow.
With sequencing as well. That is cool. I dig the look of this one. I kind of like the suite because I'm a multimedia guy.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool. So that one that I just found is called AV Linux. And this is not an app for AV Linux. This is we're talking about distrotest.net.
Yeah.
I just discovered a new distro on distrotest.net. I never would have known to look for that.
No, neither would I.
That's cool. So go through the list, check them out, and this is a chance for you to distro hop without actually having to distro hop. Distrotest.net. Check it out today.